Hi, it's Melissa Moore, and welcome to Mile High Magazine. Happy to have you with us here on this Sunday morning. This week, talking with Shanna Shelby. She is with the Denver Arts and Venues as an exhibition curator. Good morning, Shanna.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you for being here. Tell us a little bit what you have coming up this month, the Buell Theater, because it's the month of photography. Is that correct?
It's the month of printmaking, actually.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Yep. So explain that to me and what's going on.
Yeah, so the month of printmaking happens in the month of March every other year. This year, we are having an exhibition called Solo on Papel. That is loosely translated Alone on Paper. And this is 30 years of printmaking from the artist Emilio Lobato. And this exhibition is at the Buell Theater on the first floor.
Oh, wow. Okay. So tell me a little bit about Emilio Lobato. Who is it and why did you choose his artwork?
Yeah, Emilio is such an amazing human being, and I've wanted to work with him for years. He's pretty well known here in Colorado. He is an artist whose family goes back 16 generations, and he's been creating art for more than 30 years. He's probably best known for his paintings, but we really wanted to draw attention to his print works, which are very classic, calm, and serene. So his prints are on display at the Buell Theater on the first floor, and they're so interesting because of his sensitivity to the paper itself. He uses antique papers, handmade papers, found papers. He even uses papers from books, and it's just really interesting how he uses the margins in a really interesting way that really draw the viewer to focus more intently on the print and really inspires a sense of contemplation and melancholy.
Mm-hmm.
But on the third floor, which is really interesting, is a collection of his rubber semi-sculptural works. And this is a really new series for him, but they're so beautiful. And we wanted to see what he was using, how he experiments with a media not normally associated with fine art.
Right.
So the effect is super cool. It's very sophisticated and modern. You would not think it's rubber. You think it looks like leather. It really has a beautiful sense of luxury for an industrial material.
Okay.
And this work is on the third floor of the Buell Theater.
So for somebody maybe who's kind of new to the whole artwork world, explain why dedicating a month to printmaking is so important and why you chose to do that.
Well, you know, I think that it's a really interesting media that there are very different types of prints. So what we're showcasing here are what are called monotypes. So these are very handworked, individual, one-of-a-kind pieces, mm-hmm. as opposed to a litho print or a woodcut. And so this is a really fun month where many different institutions across Denver showcase different varieties of printmaking.
So how does this work with the shows going on at the Buell, like Hairspray's there right now?
Right. So we do showcase revolving exhibitions at the Buell Theater year-round, and it's a definite benefit to ticket holders. We do want to make sure that the public has access. So people can email me to set up a private tour, but this month we have two open house events, one on Monday, March 18th, and Saturday, March 23rd. So those are from noon to 2, and the public can just join us. They can also RSVP on the Denver Arts and Venues Eventbrite page or visit the calendar at artscomplex.com. And so on that website, you can see a digital gallery of the artworks under Explore the Complex and then under Art Exhibitions. So we want to make sure that although this is a benefit to ticket holders, that mm-hmm. the public can also have an opportunity to see the exhibition.
And tell me this, somebody goes to the exhibition and they fall in love with a piece. Is there a chance that they can buy from the artist with this going on, or is this purely just a visual?
Oh, great question. Yeah, no, these are available for purchase, and Emilio Lobato is represented by the Bilhavu Gallery, and they are located right in the Golden Triangle And so that absolutely, that they would be so happy to sell the work, share the work. Great question.
Okay. And so let's talk a little bit about Denver Arts and Venues. Tell me more about it.
Yeah, Denver Arts and Venues is a really unique Denver agency, and they're responsible for operating some of the most iconic venues like Red Rocks, the Denver Performing Arts Complex, Colorado Convention Center, Denver Coliseum, and the McNichol Civic Center building. Arts and Venues also oversees Denver's public art program and a number of artists and community grants. We're a very unique government agency that operates as a social cultural enterprise. We use our own revenues to improve access to art, music, and culture for all. So when you attend a concert at Red Rocks or a Broadway show at the Buell Theater, and when you purchase concessions at any of our venues, your dollars are going further, helping to support our exhibitions and free and low-cost events.
And tell me this, as the curator, why is it so important to have art available to everyone?
Well, we know that art makes life better. Art makes us feel better. It shows us that we can learn something. And the month of printmaking especially is a really, really important educational opportunity. And so I think that it's really important to just open our hearts and minds to learning something new.
And what do you hear from, do you ever have schools that get to come through or hear from kids maybe that haven't been exposed to this before?
Oh, for sure. And we do have a fund that helps support kids to pay for buses to come to our exhibitions and performances and have unique experiences. It's really important to support the Denver Public Schools and exposing kids to art.
I mean, with so many times art programs are the first ones cut. I mean, it's just sad that, you know, unfortunately, a lot of kids don't get to experience this. So I love that you're doing that with DPS.
For sure. We do have a special arts education fund through the agency that does help support, like I said, the bus funding to experience exhibitions.
All right. And I know that this month of print work, when was it started? And then how did you decide just to keep doing this every other year? Is that what you said?
Yeah, no, this is a great organization because it was started in 2014. And so MoPrint is a biennial event that celebrates printmaking, and they provide educational opportunities to the public in Denver through Colorado. And their website is full of amazing events at moprint.org, where you can see where the exhibitions are happening, receptions, artist talks, all kinds of events. We would really love to see you all come out for our open houses to come and meet Emilio Lobato. He's very interesting, and he's someone that you really want to get to know.
Yeah, what is it that you like? Because you said you had wanted to work with him for a while. What do you like about his art? What do you like about his story?
He works in series, and I love that his series include a very Japanese aesthetic. And so there are a couple of different series that have the use of calligraphy. He also, like I mentioned, he uses papers from books. And so even if you don't know what the words say, they have a really important element to it. So there's a layering. There's a story already within the story that he's telling. And so he especially is so talented in the monoprint area of printmaking. And so I would just love for people to hear from him, hear his story, the way he talks about his process. And so those two open houses on March 18th and March 23rd from noon to 2 are free and open to the public, and he'll be there to talk about his work.
All right. And you said you can RSVP at the website. What was that website again?
Exactly. So that is theartscomplex.com. And so there's a Denver Arts and Venues Eventbrite page. It's just a way for us to know that y'all are coming, and a wonderful way to support this important artist for Colorado.
And for people who've never been to an exhibit at the Buell, why should they come? What can they expect to experience?
You know, this is just a beautiful arts complex. The Galleria is gorgeous. And, you know, so maybe you've never bought a ticket to a Broadway show, this is just a really wonderful way to experience the art complex and this particular theater. And so I think it's an unusual space. It's not like what your normal gallery would be like. And so it's just an opportunity for people to see this beautiful theater. And if you've never gone, this is your opportunity.
Yeah, and it's free to go. I think that's wonderful that you're doing those open houses. Well, obviously, you do different collections. You do different exhibits throughout the year. What is coming up after Emilio?
Okay, well, you're going to be really excited to know that I'm going to do a shoe show called Click Clack Squeak. And over the last few years, I have been doing runway shows that are inspired by the exhibitions. And so I am going to do a runway show on the Buell stage where the audience and the models will be seated. And that particular show will be up at the Buell lobby in the same space, but then the runway show happens on the stage itself, and that's happening on June 14th.
Okay, so tell me about these. I mean, you said it's about shoes. I mean, what are we talking about here?
So these are shoes from all over the world, different profiles, different styles. We're hoping to borrow from some local celebrities, can't be named right now. And so this will be an opportunity to learn about shoes in their different uses, their different profiles. And then on the runway itself, those shoes will be featured.
Okay. So you've got models that will be showcasing different shoes from different places around the world. Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds like so much fun. And I love the celebrity aspect of it. And I'm wondering what kind of shoes you're looking at there.
Well, I think you already know that Denver has a pretty fun shoe culture here. So we're hoping to borrow some fun things that will be entertaining for the audience.
All right. And what is the name of that of the shoe exhibit again? And when is that coming?
So the name of the exhibit is called Click Clack Squeak. And it will be up at the Buell lobby by June because the runway show happens on June 14th.
Oh, okay. So the runway show, is that only one time, one day?
One time, one day.
All right. Now, and are you going to need to buy tickets for that? I guess that would be the other question.
Yes, we haven't launched the tickets yet, but that will be through AXS.com. So once that goes live, then yes, people will be able to buy tickets to that. We're going to have a really fun pre-runway reception that will happen on the 13th Street outside where people can eat and drink and shop, and then they'll walk directly in onto the stage and be seated for the runway show.
Yeah, well, that it sounds like a lot of fun. I love the idea behind that. So obviously you're thinking ahead. After the shoes, what is the next exhibit coming?
Well, I've always wanted to feature the culture of India, and so I'm working on an exhibition that would include photographs from India. There's a very important textile culture in India, so featuring different patterns from the 28 states of India.
Right.
And then on the runway, doing a runway show called The New Sari, and so that would feature particular saris from India directly.
Right. I love it. You've got so many things coming up too. Emilio, by the way, is there right now. And once again, it is the month of printmaking and you can go and see Emilio Lobato. And it just sounds incredible at the Buell Theater. Real quickly, again, when does that exhibit start and what are the free days?
The exhibit is up right now and it runs through April 7th. And the two open houses, free days for the public, are March 18th and March 23rd from noon to 2. And I would just love for you all to meet Emilio. He's a wonderful human being.
All right. So that's going on right now. Shanna Shelby, Denver Arts and Venues Exhibition Curator, thank you so much again. And what is that website one more time before we leave?
Yeah, for sure. That's theartscomplex.com. And thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you being here. Thank you so much for your time. And it sounds like the exhibits coming up are just incredible. I'm Alyssa Moore. Thank you for spending your Sunday here at Mile High Magazine. For more information, just go to your radio station's website. And I'll see you back here next Sunday. Go out, be kind to everyone.